118 shows, and we still don't know how to do this podcast websiting stuff.
You know, I think maybe if we had like some training or a standard operating procedure, these things might help.
In the perfect world, it doesn't have to be the best person, but if you could pick one person to be trained by, who would it be?
Who do I want to be trained by? I want to be trained by April Zimmerman. She would be nice to me and she would take a lot of pictures.
That's a good answer, I guess.
It's just the first name that popped into my head. How about you?
And definitely you didn't say my name because I would not be nice to you.
No, but we would have fun.
Yeah. I'd pick you because I'm that nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're nicer than me.
I mean, that's not from the heart. It's because I'm here. You're standing right here, but.
That's right.
Yeah. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Eric.
Episode 118.
Yep. Episode 118. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. Nothing crazy happening. I had a fever all weekend. I'm still getting over it. Like nothing but a fever. And fevers suck. They make you feel like crap. But like ibuprofen works, but literally like I could feel it kick in 10 minutes after I took it. 4 hours later, I could feel it start weaning off and like I'm getting cold. I don't know what I have. But hopefully that goes away fast. So my weekend was lacking any running. I can tell you that.
Yeah. My weekend was also lacking any running. You want to hear why?
Well, I mean, I didn't even ask you how your weekend was, but I guess now that you forced it upon me, I want to know why.
Yes, I do force things upon you. It was not over the weekend, though. I just didn't do any running over the weekend. It was last week. Promptly, a lot of times after the show, I will go to the gym with Jason. Mm-hmm. And we do, you know, just like 30 minutes real quick and then come straight home. The gym is really close to our house. And we were doing bench press because my legs were still tired from World's End. Mm-hmm. And World's End, slippy, sloppy. I mean, my body was tired. My body felt like I did 80 miles, not 45. But I was largely like mostly okay. And then we go to do a bench press and I have a 25 pound plate right here at chest level. And I'm putting it onto the barbell. And I looked up to talk to him and I hit it in just the wrong way. And it slammed down on my big toe and it's not broken, but I couldn't walk all week. Like I walked with a limp. It still hurts pretty bad. I did 10 minutes of 1 minute walking, 1 minute easy running, and my toe's pretty sore from that. So, it's going to be a while, I think, before I do any long distance.
Is she black and blue or anything?
She was at the beginning. Yes. Yeah. Huh. Black and blue. It was swollen for like 3 days. It was a really bad bruise. I don't think there's a fracture. And by now I have full range of motion back. It hurts to curl my toe. So I try not to, or to stretch it backwards. If it's just flat with no pressure on it, I'm okay.
You just crushed all the meat in there probably and made everything angry.
Yep. I made everything angry. Like, how do I make it through all of these races, but I can't do 10 minutes in the gym with my husband? Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could have been worse. You could have dropped it on the heart of your foot and shattered your, all those bones right there.
Yeah. It could have been a lot worse. And, so I'm thankful. I'll probably just have a few weeks of recovery and not a few months, you know. I didn't go to the doctors or anything. I'm okay.
Good, so, good.
Yeah.
You think we can start the show now or
you want to? Yeah, I was thinking about it. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we should probably do it. You ready?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Grace, Laurel Highlands is coming and so is Father's Day, which is great. Let's talk about summer running and what to get your favorite running dad on episode 118.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Only two pews?
Pew, pew, pew.
That's better. Pew, pew. Oh, my. So, what to get your favorite running dad?
Yes.
For Father's Day? This should be a short conversation.
Well, I have more questions. I have more questions. Father's Day is coming up. There are so many running dads out there. You are a running dad in that you run and you're a dad and your kids run and your wife runs. So you got all kinds of dadness and runningness happening in that house. And I think there are some, we can do some good questions. We can do a little interview about what it's like to, for you to be a little running dad.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anyway.
Ultra sign up gift card. You can't go wrong.
That's a really good one.
I've never actually gotten one of them.
No, I haven't either.
Hint, hint. I mean, it'd be nice though, because like these races aren't cheap.
Yeah.
So just saying, anybody listening or any co-host out there want to get me something? You know what I mean?
Some more co-hosts.
Hey, did you, not to go off subject, but yeah. this just popped in my head. I'm sure you probably already seen it because you're way cooler than I am. But the Adventure Jogger podcast is ending.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's sad. That was a long-running podcast with good material.
Yeah, and, it was sad.
I guess all podcasts, this day and age, you know, they have a lifespan one way or another. Things come up. People move on. But I'm not a podcast listener much myself, but like that one was like, I knew who it was at least.
Yeah, I listened to Pluckelman. So before it was the Adventure Jogger, it was the East Coast Trail and Ultra Running podcast. And I listened to it not too long after it started. So I've been listening to that podcast for a long time. It was a little sad to see it go. I mean, I get it. It's hard. There's not a lot of podcasts, ultra running podcasts that are still out there. Probably Trail Runner Nation is probably one of the longest standing that's consistently putting out episodes. Like Talk Ultra has been around for a long time, but they get sporadic with their episodes, which is fine. You know, I don't really mind, but it was a little sad to see it go.
Yeah. And here we are. I guess maybe that moves us up one way down on a list somewhere, huh?
I think it does. I think we get to fill that void a little bit.
Sure. We got to up our game then.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man. So what are we talking about here? We going to do this Father's Day thing?
Yeah, we're going to do a Father's Day thing. So, because there's lots of running mom stuff out there already. So why not celebrate our dads out there a little bit? So if you were to make a special Father's Day race, what, like a dad ultra, what would that be like?
Dad ultra. That's actually a pretty good idea. Well, I mean, that's a good idea, but as soon as you do dad ultra and it's all males, and then you start getting flack.
Well, hold on. I mean, if I wear some cargo shorts and some Crocs, does that get me in?
You're saying dress like a dude?
I mean, no, like a dad, like cargo shorts and some New Balance, some white New Balance shoes.
Yeah, you got to have the ankle socks, the white tube socks.
White tube socks, mm-hmm. New Balance, or Crocs, either or. Both of them socks are required. Cargo shorts.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're on the right track there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in all ages. You just there's a requirement for how you have to dress. That's all.
I don't know what I would. I'd have a hard time coming up with like a format meant for just fathers, but I guess it'd be cool to have like the finish line be like a big picnic with the families. I guess, you know.
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm not very good with stuff like this.
I think packing a lunch, like you got to like before you can even start, you have to pack a lunch. You got to tie 5 people's shoes, but they're wiggling the whole time.
I see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to do a solid. I think you have to be able to, like, at some point. You have to do a little girl's hair and you get points for how well you can do a French braid or just like a solid ponytail.
Yeah. Megan Ann has a great point. Grilled foods at aid station, like bratwurst is the only aid station food you can eat or something like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Let's see what else you gotta. Yeah. At like mile 15, you got to change the oil in something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta change your oil. Gotta check the timing. Mm-hmm. You gotta check the timing.
Yeah. And then once you've done that, you can move on. Every aid station, you have a job that nobody else really wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think there's one aid station that's just a nap. Like you got to take a nap because you've been working really hard.
I would definitely not finish this race then. That is my spot. I love that so much. I love me some naps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like this idea. It might become a reality.
Yeah, I think you have to like mow a section of lawn. You got to do some lawn mowing.
Yeah. Is that a dad responsibility these days? Because if it is, I'm doing it wrong here because Becky likes mowing the lawn and I don't argue.
It's a homeowner's responsibility more than anything else, but we can go with dad.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally it'd be dad out there. I agree.
Yeah. We can do some traditional stuff. That's fine. It's just like things that honestly, you're just listing out things that make you a responsible person in general, just like doing your taxes.
Well,
mowing your lawn.
Yeah. And like, there's gotta be checkpoints, like not just the aid stations, but several checkpoints that you go through throughout the race where you have to say those most common phrases. Like, I'll give you something to cry about.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if I have to come back there, or don't make me count to 3, any of that stuff, you know?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I think you get bonus points every time you do that.
Oh, that's fun.
And then, like, you have to do the whole thing with, like, a 2-year-old crying next to you.
Or, better yet, like, a son and a daughter, 2 daughters, 2 boys, but them both arguing behind you.
Oh, like, yeah.
To each other. So,
yeah.
It's just, like, there constantly.
Final challenge is there's 2 children and there's only 1 toy, and you have to tell one of the kids who gets the toy and who doesn't get the toy.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna make this a race. It sounds fun.
Okay.
So to end that, you said what kind of ultra would it be? It's gotta be a long, drawn out race. So at least a 50 miler, yeah.
Yeah, at least a 50 mile, because you gotta have plenty of aid stations and time for a nap.
Yeah. Okay, next. You have something else?
Nicely done. Okay. So what is the most dad thing that you've ever done mid-race?
Ooh. Most dad thing I've ever done mid-race. Man, I don't feel like I'm very unique and interesting and fun.
Agreed. Finally.
Probably pooped in the woods.
That's a dad thing?
I don't know. Maybe. That's about the most exciting thing I've done in the middle of the race. All right, I'll be vulnerable here. I'll say start crying. Dads are allowed to cry.
Were you thinking about the girls?
Very much so. At different times, I've cried more than once. But yeah, like if I get, I don't know where I'm at in my head when I get to that real emotional spot. It's happened many times. By myself, and like all of a sudden, like everything I think about starts making me like get choked up. But yeah, definitely about girls' life. I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what it was here and there, but I don't know. The older I get, the more emotional I get. I get that from my dad too. My dad is like a pretty emotional dude, but I can't control it. I can't stop it. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, I think older you get, it's like a lot of guys are like that. Jason's like that too. It's, you know, you get older, you stop caring what everybody else thinks, and you're like, you know what? This is a good time to cry.
Yeah, it's quite weird to me, but it just it happens. But yeah, I mean, running an ultra brings it out a lot easier. Obviously, for obvious reasons, you're in low spots, you're in high spots, and you think about things.
Yep. Agreed. So here's another thing to think about. If you replaced your trail pack with a dad fanny pack, what dad essentials would go into it? Like when you go watch the girls at track, do you have like a fanny pack? Do you keep dad stuff in the fanny pack?
I've never worn a fanny pack. I probably would if I had one. It's not like I don't wear them because I don't feel like I'm stylish.
Yeah.
Let's see, I got to have my chapstick. That's kind of a dad thing, I would say. Some people think that's kind of like, oh, what a nerd, whatever. Shut up. I like to keep my lips moisturized. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I've got like 12. I got one right here within arm's reach.
Yeah, that's the kind I have too. Burt's Bees, right?
No, this is Carmex, but what I also like Burt's Bees.
Again, I'm going to be boring, but I will say that I'm kind of, what's the word? Anal retentive.
There's a lot of words for you. We'll go with that one. That's one of them.
I'm obsessed with things. Not many people know this, but a few do, but like, I like to have my wallet on me, which is normal. I like to have my keys on me. Like if I have a set of keys for something, I like to have them on me. And I like to have, obviously this day and age, my phone somewhere. But so like, you know how people get out of the car or turn their lights off, get out of the car and then have to get back in and check their lights again, even though they turn them off. There's a condition for that. But like, I'm the same way when it comes to those three things. Like if I get out of the car to go to a track meet, I'll be checking constantly that those three things, wallet, keys, and wallet, or if there's something else important that I had to have, say $20 for a ticket or something, that's there. Like it's going to jump out of my pocket and go somewhere, but I still have to double, triple, quadruple check.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
But I don't have like a list of stuff that I pack or that I would pack. I mean, if it was a fanny pack that I was wearing for a race, it'd have all my fuel in it, obviously.
Yeah. Do you have to carry anything like when you're at track meets, do you have to carry anything for the girls? Do you carry like any spare hair ties? Because you never know.
No, they have all that covered. They have a bag full of their stuff that they take down. They take to the bleachers or the field and do all that. I'm lucky enough that I don't have to worry about that at the age they're at.
They're a bit
older. Sometimes I'll pack a little snacky snack for myself, some nuts or something, but.
Yeah, you don't want to get grumpy.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to look into a quality fanny pack. I got to get one that's like a little better than the best one you have, though.
Oh, that's going to be hard. That's going to be hard. I have a couple different options. I do have a wrestling belt fanny cooler fanny pack.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty amazing. I also have a Cotopaxi fanny pack. That one's pretty amazing. Like there's a lot of good ones. So good luck.
Yeah. I'll just do the dad thing and get on Google and Google the best running fanny pack out there.
I'm going to have to get another one. Okay, so who's faster in your family if ice cream is going to be promised at the finish? Who's the fastest?
I would be the slowest. It would be a tie between the three girls, Becky, Lauren, and Casey. And because Lauren is so flipping fast right now, she would win to the ice cream. I don't know if Casey could pull. I don't know if Casey runs enough to beat Becky, but yeah, it'd be a close one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And what is going to be your primary dad excuse for being so slow? Is it because like your knees are bad now?
Yeah, running hurts your knees, and I gotta talk to the car warranty guy about my vehicle warranty and my car insurance.
Mm-hmm. It's important stuff that has to be done.
It's dad stuff, you know. I gotta do the taxes.
Who has more shoes? Probably you, right? You probably have more shoes than anybody.
Yeah, I have a stupid amount of shoes. We don't need to talk about that. Yeah, I don't know.
We need to have another episode about your shoes.
I mean, it'd be the same episode. I don't think anything's left, and a lot more has showed up, and a lot more expensive has showed up. Don't just talk quietly. We don't want to wake the missus.
No. Is she napping?
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's not talk about shoes. Oh. Okay. Final boss fight, you versus a raccoon in cargo shorts guarding a cooler full of Gatorade. Who wins and why?
Wait, what? Me fighting a raccoon?
Yes.
Over a cooler full of Gatorade?
Yeah.
Is the raccoon like a big rat? Is he angry? He wants this?
He's thirsty, that's for sure.
What kind of Gatorade?
It's the orange kind.
I'm going to let him have it. Like, whatever, raccoon. It's nice to meet you. I'm sorry I angered you, but you take this you take this cooler of Gatorade because I don't really tend to drink Gatorade too much. Okay. So as a dad, I've learned, like, I'm just going to take the higher road. I don't need to impress anybody in that situation. That the raccoon's not going to go tell my friends that I walked away and didn't fight them. Is it a talking raccoon?
Not yet.
Right. So I'll take my chances. I don't know. It might come back to haunt me. And a month later, I find out it's a talking raccoon. And he went and told all the people that I know, probably joined the Idiot Runner Facebook group, probably bought some Idiot Runner stuff just to taunt me. And here I am, the little sissy that walked away from him.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
That's a tough one.
Okay, next one. If you had to push someone, full-size adult, we're not talking children's here, full-size adult in a stroller for a 50K, who would you push?
Chabram.
Why Chad Brown?
Because he's the first image that popped in my head, pushing him in a stroller.
Yeah, we could probably arrange that.
Although there'd be like a case of that Hams beer on there too, so that make it super heavy.
It'll get heavy, but he shares. So
yeah. And the humor would be all worth it. Yeah. Chad Brown, I'd definitely push you in a stroller for 50 miles.
It would definitely be worth it. So he's been trying to taunt my people who are coming to my camp that I have over the summer. So he's been trying to taunt them. And this has been happening for like 2 months. And I've had several people come up to me and talk to me about, hey, do you know this guy, Chad Brown? I'm like, yes, I know Chad Brown. And they're telling me all the things that Chad is saying to them. And so I saw him last week and I confronted him about it because it happened again. And he was there for it. And I said, there's my friend, Michelle was standing right there. And Michelle was like, this guy, Chad Brown. And I said, let me tell you a secret about Chad Brown. The secret is that Chad Brown is a very nice guy with a big heart and he wouldn't hurt a soul. And he really just likes to make people smile. And you know what happened? Like I started saying all these nice things. He just walked away. He like got out of the conversation really quickly.
Oh,
so if you ever find yourself in a situation where Chad Brown, just say nice things to him. Huh. This is how I'm going to taunt Chad Brown. I'm going to try to get everybody to just say nice stuff about him all the time to his face.
Yeah, you might have unlocked something here, you know?
Devious. That's me. That's me.
Interesting.
Yep. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I missed the Chad Brown.
Yeah. It was good to see him the other day.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, last one, and then I want to change the subject.
Yeah, we got to talk about Laurel Highlands. Okay, last one. You have been Run Dad for many years now. What is your advice to all of the other dads out there who are trying to be good dads, trying to be good to their kid or kids, and also fit in running and do all the things and trying to be a good person? What advice do you have for them?
Running related advice or like life advice? Because I don't feel comfortable giving life advice.
What a dealer's choice.
That makes me uncomfortable because I'm not perfect and no dad is. So we're going to, steer away from that one of saying this is how you should be as a dad. But I will say as a dad with a family of runners, which I'm very grateful for and thankful for, one thing I've always been stuck on, adamant on, is I never push my kids to do anything. And especially when it comes to running, like forcing them to go for a run or, because they're in cross country or in track, like they have to want to do something to form a love for that thing, whether it's running or anything else. Whenever you start making anybody do something, it becomes unfun after a certain set point. It might be a couple days or a couple months, depending on who the person is. But it will become unfun when you feel like you have to go do it or you're being told to do it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I give myself credit for, and it's hard because I'll use Lauren as an example. I saw at a very young age, she liked 5Ks. She enjoyed running them, fun local 5Ks. So obviously I wanted to feed that as much as I could. So as a dad, I felt like, a lot of times I force myself to hold back and let her decide if she wanted to run or, it's to take a couple weeks off is fine. And whatever distance you want to run or whatever effort you want to run is fine. Because before you can become great at anything or good at anything, I feel like you have to form a passion for that thing.
Yeah.
None of that probably makes much sense, but I kind of feel like it does to me.
It does. I think it makes sense. That's I just saw somebody today post in a Facebook group, like, how do you get the discipline to wake up every day and run? And I don't think it's necessarily about getting the discipline for it. Sometimes it's getting the love for it, and then getting out the door becomes easy. But kids aren't wired up yet, you know? They got to help them, let them figure stuff out for a while on their own.
Yeah. And same with my youngest, Casey. I see every one of us and people that run with her see how gifted she is naturally at running, but she doesn't have the desire to work at it yet. So it's very, it's for somebody like myself, it's very hard to not try to push it because I see the potential that's there. But
yeah,
there's no point in pushing it because at this point that would push her farther away instead of closer.
Yeah. And that's setting the stage at a young age for some unhealthy or just not positive vibes or surrounding running. So it's great to see her figure it out in her own way. And if she likes it, she does. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. There's so many fun hobbies out there.
Yeah. And the biggest thing I have to remember is I didn't like running whatsoever till I was mid 30s. So what am I to say anything or know anything, you know?
Yeah. There's all right. Cool stuff too.
I have a predicament for you. I have a scenario that I need to go over with you because I need your help.
I like it.
Okay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
All right. So I have this friend. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this friend of mine, he signed up like a lot of us do. He signed up for this big race like 6-8 months ago, up to a year ago. I don't know about what it was, but it was a while ago. We all do that. We see it out there. We know it sells out quick. So this friend of mine, he signed up for this big race, right? Knowing he had plenty of time to train. The way his schedule was laid out, he thought he could do well at it. And so that's why he signed up. And, you know, we all know these ultras, they cost a little bit of money. So they're, you put a little skin in the whatever it's called. What's the saying?
Skin in the game.
That one, yeah, skin in the game. So my friend put some skin in the game and was preparing it. So something to train for, something to prepare for.
Yeah.
Well, as the race is getting closer, he's not trained for it as much as he wants to be.
Yeah.
This friend of mine, he likes to feel like he is trained for a race. Not necessarily trained to win the race or anything, but his type of fun is to run hard and competitively, you know, to work to that point to where he can feel good about his finish, whether it's
first, strong,
fifth or 100th, to feel like he gave it his all and put in the work to get there. So my friend, he likes running and racing, but he's not like running a race for fun isn't his kind of fun.
No.
And a lot of people are like that. It's okay.
Yeah.
But my friend is definitely not like that. But this race is now 4 days away.
Saturday.
Saturday. Ironically, Laurel Highlands is Saturday. My friend, he's had an Achilles issue that's kind of prevented him from hammering elevation as much as he wanted to. And he's just not where he wants to be. So
did he get a fever last weekend?
Got a fever the week he's supposed to start tapering. He went on one run like a week ago that was a normal up on the Idiot Mountain for like 2,000 feet of gain, and his legs were sore for like 2 weeks. Because this friend of mine, he's run nothing but flat for several months now.
Was he training for a track race?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't talk to this friend too often, so I don't
know. No. Who knows what they're training for?
Yeah. So my question to you, and I would like some advice, is how do you run a race that you signed up for, but you're not trained for due to just overall life circumstances? It doesn't really matter at this point why my friend doesn't feel prepared, but he doesn't feel prepared to run the way he wants to run.
Yeah.
So there's options here, and we've seen everybody do them, you know, go through the gamut of them. There's the option to defer a race because till the following year. I don't even know if this race he's doing is deferable, but that, you know, that's an option people have sometimes. Mm-hmm. They can straight up just bail out and say, I'm not doing it, and take the hit for the money they paid. Uh-huh. Let's face it, you don't want to go destroy yourself for any amount of miles just to feel like you're getting your money's worth. It's in our head, but it's hard to do, yeah. In my opinion. Or they try to run it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is it's easier said than done, because my friend here, to him, like, he could run it for fun and slow way down and do the miles, or he could run it and just say, screw it. Maybe he's prepared more than he thought, give it his all. But then at mile 50 of this 70 mile race, he's destroyed, because it's true, he wasn't trained for the elevation. So now he leaves this race defeated and feeling crappier than before he even started.
Hmm.
Are you getting all this?
Yeah, this is a lot.
So that's why I want to tell you, my friend was really torn on what to do, and still unsure of what he wants to do. So what would you do in that situation, Grace?
Oh, I run for different reasons.
I know. I understand this. So it's a straight up, go out, enjoy the day, and take whatever comes at you.
Not always, actually. I have had some races, and there's coincidentally one on my calendar right now that I'm probably going to back out of. And honestly, it's just because at the end of the day, I will feel relief that it's not on my calendar. Not that it's not possible for me or that I can't do it or anything. It's just, it's a little too much on my calendar right now. It's stressing me out, and I need to not have that stress. And now I've got this banged up toe, which is going to set me back in my training, and I'm going to be even closer to cutoffs than I wanted to be. And sometimes there are times where I will back out of a race just because it's a weight on my shoulders that I don't want to be there. And it's not worth, like, yes, I'm losing out on money, but to me it's worth it for my over. It's not even like, it's just balance, you know, like I feel imbalanced sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what he's going to decide to do, but
I'd look at weather. Like I'd look at all the variables and say, you know, and does your friend have other big races coming up that this is gonna like put them in a fatigued state so that the other races, or was this gonna like
this could jumpstart
help the other races? Yeah.
And it could jumpstart the training for his other big race this year.
Yeah. There are races that I feel like exactly what you're talking about. And then I do have situations. Kaylee put in the chat, run with your other friend named Kaylee. That's what your friend could do. And there's sometimes where I'll do that. I'll say, you know what, I'm going to have a different purpose totally for the day, and I'm going to run with a friend instead. And I might even find somebody to help. Like I'll help a friend get their first distance PR or something like that.
Yeah, I think if my friend decided, you know, could get it through his head that it's just a training run and not a race at all.
Yeah.
I like that way of thinking, but there is no way of getting it out of my friend's head that it's not a race, because there's a start. There's 200 people and there's a finish. So it's easier said than done.
I think the training run perspective is really good, because here's the thing with the hard thing with training runs. And I do use races and training runs. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why I do it is because you can simulate race conditions better in a race because if I'm on a 20-mile training run, that means I have to have a huge pack. Well, a lot of times in races, I'm wearing a much smaller pack because there's aid stations along the way, right? And you get to go do it in a nice little scenic area, and there's foods set out for you, and you get to have a fun training run. And so that's not a bad way to think about it, because you get to simulate race conditions better during a race for a training run than you can during a training run.
So I think I'm just going to tell my friend to send it and then walk it in.
I like it. Blow it up. Blow it up. I also think that Laurel Highlands is... Have you run it before? Have you been out there?
No, I haven't run it, but that's what my friend's running this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking because you could tell your friend about the course conditions if you had run it before.
No, I'm aware of them, and I think my friend...
It's so runnable.
Well, and that's one thing my friend is hoping benefits him is because he's done a lot of runnable training.
Yeah.
Although it's been several, way too many weeks since he's been there, but maybe there's still some left in his body that maybe he can run that runnable stuff more than he thinks he can.
Yeah, I think that it's just a crazy runnable course. The elevation is, it's just you know, just rollers. Like it just feels so good to run. And I tell everybody this when I compare Laurel Highlands and World's End, like it's because people will compare the two because they're very close in terms of timing. And I think they both have vistas and they're both very pretty. Laurel Highlands also has a lot of ferns and a lot of hemlocks. So it looks similar when you look at photos. But Laurel Highlands is more runnable. At the end of the day, it's a more populated park. So there's more foot traffic, like a lot more foot traffic. And that trail has been around so much longer that the trail's just worn in a lot better than the ones at World's End. The other thing about that trail is World's End, I think that one of the most challenging things of World's End, and it's not just this year, is that it's a very wet course. You're always going to be on slick, mossy rock. And at Laurel Highlands, they have these little bridges, little tiny footpaths, little footbridges over every single creek.
Yeah.
Your feet never get wet unless it's raining, which it might rain this weekend. But it's a much drier course, hands down, than World's End is.
Yeah, I don't think the two races can be compared. It's not fair.
I don't think it's fair either. I do think that Laurel Highlands doesn't get talked enough about for how pretty it is.
I agree. It's very beautiful, nice trail.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's gorgeous. I think you can go out there, show up, and blow up.
Good. Well, I'll take all that back to my friend. You're on
your friend.
Mm-hmm. And let you know what he does. Maybe I'll talk about what he does next week on the show.
That'd be great to hear. Our mutual friend Tessie is going to be out there this weekend.
Yeah, I saw quite a few people on the list that are going to be out there.
Yeah, I'm so tempted to go out there. I really want to because I think it's going to be a blast this year. It's a lot of good folks, but
yeah, I saw that weather, hoping that changes a little by the time it comes. We're still several days out, so
yeah, you still got some time.
It's fine.
Yep.
All right, we've already wrapped this sucker up, or what? You want got anything else you want to chit chat about?
I don't think so.
All right,
we got a Laurel Highlands this weekend, and I think that is about it. There was something. Andrew Simpson won Old Dominion, so congrats to Andrew.
Wow, he won it? Great job, Andrew.
Yeah, I think that's not the first time he's won Old Dominion, if I remember correctly.
It's well-deserved, because if you see any of his training, the boy puts in a ton of work, a ton of time. He's dedicated. I respect it. I love him. Great dude. Congratulations, Andrew. And I don't know, maybe we should have him on it soon to talk about that. Be a cool show.
Yeah, he was one of our We haven't had him on in a long time. He was on at, what was it, Heiner, I think he was on. Or was it after Heiner?
I don't even remember, but I know we had him on.
Yeah. So congrats to Andrew. Like you said, I mean, he'll pick like one or two races a year, and that's all he trains for.
Yep.
Man, if only I would learn and do things like that, but I don't. It's just too fun to see friends. Roxanne just tuned in. She is watching. Congratulations, Rox. She is currently through hiking the Appalachian Trail, and she's almost done with Pennsylvania, headed into New Jersey.
Amazing.
It is.
Keep going, Roxanne.
Rox, let me know if you saw Smokey the Cat, because I've been following Smokey the Cat on the AT. Smokey the Cat was in, last I knew, he was in Michaux State Forest.
Her official trail name is Idiot Runner, which I think is absolutely amazing. Yeah. So just want to throw that out there.
We need more Idiot Runners out there. Okay. I need to get some more Idiot Runner trail gear. I was going to wear, I had some of my stuff out at World's End, and I need more, I think.
I know a guy, the friend I was talking about, I can get you some from him.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be helpful.
It's ironic.
Is it though?
All right, Grace, what are you doing this weekend?
I don't have set plan. Oh, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to a little group run / celebration for Eddie and Hannah. They got married in April, Eddie Pantoa and Hannah. And Rob Bartholomew is hosting a little celebration for the two of them. Isn't that so sweet?
That is nice. They're a beautiful couple.
They are.
And I wish the best to them.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. It'll be fun.
Cool. Well, I'll be out at...
watching your friend?
Yeah, Laurel Highland, supporting my friend, whatever he decides to do.
That'll be fun. Let me know how it goes.
And I guess I'll have to talk to you next Monday.
Well, you will have to talk to me next Monday and the Monday after that and the Monday after that.
Yep. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. And we will see you again next Monday. Tune in every Monday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on the YouTubes and on the Facebook Lives. And you can also catch us afterwards on Spotify and iTunes and all the other podcasty things, and like it and share it with all your friends, and they will think you are the most best friend in the whole wide world.
That's right. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday. Whoa, big thunder. It's storming.
Wowzers.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that. That was really loud.
All right. Before I lose my Wi-Fi and electric, we better shut this down.
Yeah, we better shut it down. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. Bye.